Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. It's time for Bar Comedy USA News with Jer Dog, the comedian, the man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Double T. You know, I like that you did not actually introduce me as comedian, Jer Dog.
Why are you not one?
Well, I just feel like that's a little bit redundant.
Sure.
It kind of goes without saying. It's like introducing you as DJ morning host Double T.
Well, you know, just in case there's somebody new and they're not familiar with you, I just want to make sure that they know who you are and what you do.
That makes a lot of sense, Double T, and I appreciate it. I just want to let you know how long the amount of time, effort, and expense I had to go to in order to get comedian taken off of as my first name on my birth certificate.
Takes a lot, man. Takes a lot to get that name changed. I would like to see your license someday. We could put it up right up there with McLovin.
You could. I mean, it would probably rank a little bit higher in that hierarchy. But yeah, you're onto something, Double T.
Well, speaking of comedy and comedians and all that fun stuff, the World Series of Comedy continues across the country, and I believe you've got another stop coming up.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm glad you're keeping track of this stuff. You know, we're headed to Sarasota, Florida this weekend. The World Series of Comedy is going to be at McCurdy's Comedy Theater. 40 comedians. I'm going to be there to hang out with, and then also score and judge throughout the week, which is a difficult job. I'm taking my wife and son with me, so don't tell anybody, but we're going to yank him out of school for a second spring break, so how lucky is he? I'll tell you, they're the excited to go to the beach. You know what I'm excited to go to, Double T?
What's that?
The Ringling Circus Museum in Sarasota.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was there. I remember there's a circus museum up in Wisconsin. I didn't know there was one in Florida, too.
Absolutely, and I've been to the one in Wisconsin. And then the one in Sarasota is there because back in the day, that's where the circus people would spend their winter time. I got to tell you, Double T, I have a fascination with it. I actually miss the days when stand-up comedy was more like a three-ring circus. You know, chaotic, unpredictable, filled with surprises every turn. Now, I love stand-up comedy. A lot of times, though, it feels more like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
I don't know if you know this, but I started out as a juggler in show business back in the day. That was the first gig that I was actually paid for to entertain people at the amusement park when I was 19 years old.
So you would just walk around and juggle? That was your gig?
Well, that's how I got discovered, you know, street busking. And then I went to an audition and they hired me to do a show that was like a Wild West magic and juggling show. And then that's how I got into stand-up comedy, Double T. I don't know if you know that story. Back in those days, if you remember, you used to be able to go to a comedy club and you would see the freaks. You would see the impressionists, the jugglers, the magicians, the contortionists. I wanted to see them bring back the guy who can balance a dozen eggs on their nose while riding a unicycle.
I think people would pay good money for that. That stuff would make huge money on the internet, on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, and maybe it's just me. You know, maybe some people will prefer the stand-up comedians that tell jokes about their cats and their therapy sessions. I love that stuff, too. I just also like comedy to be a bit more like a buffet, where you can sample anything from observational humor to death-defying stunts.
Oh, yeah, I agree, too. You know what? It's always good to go watch some comedians and comedy and get out and about. And one of the great ways to do it is through the Pub and Grub Comedy Tour.
That's right. And if you're like me and you like a wild card in every poker game, then you're going to love something like the Pub and Grub Comedy Tour where it is chaos. You never know what to expect. Expect the unexpected. You can get tickets for that at barcomictix.com. You never know. Go to a Pub and Grub Comedy Tour show. You very well just might see a guy swallowing fire while telling fart jokes.
That could be dangerous. Thanks, Jer Dog. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Double T. Talk to you next week with some reports from my adventures from the World Series of Comedy in Sarasota.
Cannot wait. It's Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle.